Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Thacken. Thank you so much for joining me today for Favor Life, the process of there where we walk by faith and not by sight, the call, destiny, and purpose of God. In this 15-minute segment, you're going to be empowered and encouraged, even in your walk, on how God will use everyday situations to make you, shape you, prove you, refine you, and get you ready for where he's taking you. In this process, you will understand that as you grow in the grace and the knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, you will become more and more like him. You will be light to someone else, and you will be all that he will use to encourage someone else's life. We're looking back in the book of Joshua, looking at Rahab, looking at the life of Rahab and how she's one of the heroes of faith that is mentioned, that Jesus even talks about in the New Testament. As we said yesterday, Rahab was someone who didn't even know the God of the Israelites. She only heard about the God of the Israelites, and she heard about the greatness of God. God demonstrated himself to her and others by being a God that took an unlikely situation and won for the children of Israel. You have to understand that all of these other nations, even Egypt, were far advanced in weaponry. They had the ability to make metals and irons, and they understood how to make weapons and chariots and things like that. And Israel did not do that until much later. So when God fought for them, he was fighting for them in the aspect that he did not take the norm of what the other nations was used to fight for them. And he destroyed their enemies. And you have to understand that God is never going to take the norm to use as a weapon against the enemy. He's always going to do something that the enemy would never expect, and he's going to show up in a way that the enemy would never even imagine. It's going to be an unseen way, but it's going to bring you total victory because God has already commanded that victory over your life. He's already said that he's your God, that you are his people, and that because of that, he is now obligated, vowed himself to be the stronghold of your life, to be the Lord, the Savior, the King, the Blesser, the Healer, the Deliverer, the Defense. He's the one that does war well, and he knows how to battle well. And when he wins with total victory as a conqueror. And we look at Jesus Christ, and we can see that Jesus won as a conqueror. He is the great chief commander. He is the great commander full of victory. He went into hell, and he spoiled what the enemy thought he had set up and established forever. He went down and he spoiled it. He took authority over it. He took the keys. He took the power of it back, and he gave it to us. He has it now. That's why every knee shall bow, every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. When we look at Rahab, Rahab has seized the spies that are sent out, the spies that are sent out to spy out Jericho. And as I said before, Jericho was fortified. It was dug down. The foundations of the walls were dug down deeper in the earth than the city itself. And then it erected itself high above the city. So they knew that they had a fortress that could not be penetrated. But God loves impossible situations because he takes those impossible situations, shows himself strong and mighty, shows his strength, and he breaks down what man or the enemy says will never fall, and he does it for his glory. God is using your situation to be that which seemed impossible, to be a way for him to show himself strong. So no matter what your Jericho is, watch it fall. Watch God be gone. God, she sees them coming into the city, spying it out. And she already knows. I believe that the Lord has already given her intuition, let her see that the city is going to fail, the city is going to fall, that the children of Israel have already decided to take Jericho. I believe the Lord prepared her, and I believe that she was looking for a way to get out of the city and to serve the God of Israel, because the God of Israel was making a great name for himself through his people and how he was performing and what he was doing for them. And God wants you to make a name for him by showing his love and his kindness and showing how he wins battles and wins them well and how he gets the victory in impossible situations, and so that someone else's life can be led out. Someone else can be touched. Someone else can decide within themselves, I'm choosing to serve the living God. I'm choosing to change my life. I'm choosing to now receive Jesus Christ as Lord, because they've seen something in you. They've seen you talk about God or live God or have a life of worship unto the Lord. And they've seen or heard situations what seem impossible in your life, but God turns it around for his glory. So she's here and she understands. She makes the announcement. She tells them, all of this nation, all of this country has heard about your God, and they're fearful of your God. They're afraid of your God. They're afraid of what your God is going to do. They're afraid of how your God is going to move. They're even afraid of you coming to the city because they know that it belongs to you. She begins to tell them what they need to hear and what they need to know to let them understand that even though this looks impossible, the people inside of it are afraid of the God that you serve, the God that is for you, the God that is moving on your behalf. The enemy is afraid. He's afraid that you're going to stand up in faith. He's afraid that you're going to move in faith. He's afraid you're going to decree something. He's afraid that you're going to declare something. He's afraid that you're going to ask God to move, tell God to move, because the Bible lets us know there's a scripture that says, command ye me, that there's places where God says, command me to move, command me to work for you, command me to answer, command me to defeat your enemies. So they're afraid of, the enemy is afraid of you calling on the name of the Lord. He's afraid that you stand up and begin to rebuke him. He's afraid that you're going to begin to decree the word of God over that situation and not worry and not stress and not be afraid and not be intimidated. He's afraid that you're going to make a change. But he's trying to do everything that he can to make it seem as if and look as if he's powerful. But the Bible lets us understand he goes around as a lion. He goes around roaring. He goes around sounding bad. But we have the true Lion of Judah, which is Jesus Christ. And when our lion roars, when our lion stands, when our lion speaks, our true Lion of Judah, every wall falls. Every enemy is destroyed. Everything is under his feet. And our line is already decreed and declared what we are, who we are, and what belongs to us through his word. When you stand knowing that God backs you, that God is for you, and he's more than the whole world against you. He has already commanded this win. He's already commanded this victory. He's already called you victorious in this life, an overcomer, triumphant. He's already assigned this to you because that's who you are. That's who you are. That's who you are in him, in his righteousness, in his name, in his power, his kingdom. That's who you are. So your Jericho cannot stand against you. The people of that Jericho, the enemy of that Jericho, has already seen the power of God move in your life. He's seen you stand in something that should have taken you down. He's seen you win over something that should have defeated you. And yet he understands if that did not defeat you, if that didn't stop you, if that didn't shut down your praise, shut down your worship, shut down your obedience, shut down your trust in God, then what he doing is not going to work. It is not going to prosper. It's not going to win because your most holy faith has kicked in. You've gone back and rehearsed who God is and what he's done. You've gone back and you've read his word and knows that there's no shadow of turning or changing with him, that he's not a lying God. If he spoke it, if he said it, it's going to manifest. It's going to match your life. It's going to reveal itself in your life. It's going to be the evidence in your life, and it's going to be an overcoming testimony that's going to build you up and encourage someone else and let them know that God be, and I know that's not proper English, but God be for me. God is for me. God is winning for me as I trust him, as I believe him. And that's what you have to understand. Your Jericho is not stronger than your God. I don't care what man has done to erect it and fortify it. The enemy will not get rich at your expense. No weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you in condemnation, it shall be openly shown to be a lie. In other words, the enemy will erect something. He will try something. He will do something. He will start something that looks like you're going to be defeated. It looks like you're not going to win. It looks like you're down for the count. But that word that the enemy has spoken has to go back to the enemy bankrupt. It has to go back to the enemy unaccomplished, because God has spoken a word, and what he says has the power to manifest his divine will. It shall not return back to God unaccomplished. It will accomplish his divine will in your life, in your situation, and over and over again win a victory that says God is supreme, God is greater, God is mighty, God is awesome. So whatever you're facing, know that God has already commanded you to triumph and win, and that the enemy will not win over the word that God has spoken over your life. I know we're still on this first part of Jericho, but I want you to be encouraged to let you know that you are going to win over this thing that looks impossible. I'm Pastor Cheryl Thaxton. Please be encouraged. Please continue to walk in faith, stand in faith, decree the word of God, and watch God be God. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another empowerment. God bless you.